This is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about helping students evaluate websites for their academic value, and this comes from an article in The Reading Teacher in which a group of university researchers talk about this issue: how do we help elementary students really think about what is trustworthy material out there on the internet, which is of really paramount importance as the internet becomes more and more prevalent as part of even the elementary school classroom. And so the researchers came up with a framework that they called the www dot, which, you know, a nice little acronym to go with the internet theme. And I'm going to go over what each of those letters stand for, and then they also talk about four 30-minute lessons or 30-minute sessions that you as a teacher can do to teach this framework. So it's very practical in that way. So the WWW part is, who wrote this and what are their credentials? Why was it written? When was it written? And the DOT or the dot is, does it help meet my needs and how? What's the organization of the site? And what that means is, like, where do I navigate this site? Where is the key information located? Where are their pictures? Is it all text? So it's a sense of how is the site really conveying the information. That's what that one's talking about. And then a to-do list for the future. And that's, okay, so I'm looking at this website. What's it mean that I'm going to need to do next? Do I need to check this information with other websites? Do I need to go ask the librarian about something? Do I need to move on to the next part of the project? Just how does this site fit into the broader work that I'm doing as a student? So that's what that one talks about. And then the four sessions are as follows. And again, these all only take 30 minutes per. And the first one is where the teacher is introducing the WWW pieces of it. Who wrote this? Why was it written? When was it written? And often the teacher should be doing this with using examples of websites, with leading the class in a discussion about, you know, what does it mean to be trustworthy on the internet? How do you know what to trust on the internet when you see a site? How do you know if it's made up, or how do you know if it's got a big slant? And so this is really getting students primed to think about, who really checks the stuff on the internet? Couldn't anyone just go up there and make something up? And then you give them the first three pieces of it. And so this is a lot of direct instruction, just, here's how you see when the site was last updated. Here is what the word credential means, and here's how you think about who is writing this. So largely direct instruction for those three. The second lesson is introducing the D, the O, and the T, and then also practicing all six together by using a hoax website. So the example they give in the article is, there's a website somewhat famous from a few years ago about the tree octopus. And it's you by leading the students to go through www. On that website. As a class, you're letting them practice each of the different pieces themselves. Then, for the third lesson, the third 30-minute session, what you're going to do is have the students actually use a worksheet with www. On it, and then go through three websites about the same topic that you've picked out as a teacher. And so the example they give in the article is three websites about the Underground Railroad. And you might have one that's really very trustworthy, like from National Geographic. You might have one that's sort of right somewhere in the middle. And then you might have one that's very untrustworthy, something that just some kid came up with, for example. Or maybe you as a teacher want to mock up a site that's kind of made up or has untrustworthy information. And then the fourth of the sessions is to have a class discussion or debate about those websites, where students are having to justify, using the www. Framework, which is the most trustworthy, which is the least trustworthy. So you'd expect them to be saying things like, I really would trust the information from National Geographic because they're a reputable organization that makes lots of educational materials and we know that they're good. Or because I don't trust this site because it was last updated in 2001, for example. So using all of these different pieces of the www. Framework, you're leading the class in a discussion. And then moving forward, really just to be sure as a teacher that you're prompting students to think about this, to talk about things in these terms, you can assess either informally by just seeing, are students using better sources? Are they staying away from untrustworthy sources? Or you can give them more formal assessments, give them questionnaires about how they think about things on the internet, or give them an open-ended response, like, what would you do to evaluate whether a website's trustworthy or not. And so hopefully, the idea here is by doing this, you're really arming students, even younger elementary students, with the ability to be discerning web browsers, who is going to help them, both in the current time and moving forward, to really know what's trustworthy and what's not trustworthy in terms of a source of information on the internet. Thanks for watching, and happy teaching.